The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington, or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Hi there, Adam Gilchrist.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
A 72-hour Brexit deadline.
Yeah, Sunday at midnight, UK time, is basically how long Theresa May has been given by the European Union to sort out the border issue, or at least sort out some kind of offer on the border issue, or there won't be trade talks next week at the EU summit. If there aren't trade talks next week, that's it until the new year.
Gee, the Irish are playing tough, Adam, aren't they?
Well, they are a bit, but so are the Northern Irish, and so are other bits of Britain. The basic fact is, Chris, we've discussed before, how do you have a border that looks like a border, has to act like a border, but somehow gives the appearance of not being a border to some?
Yes.
I actually heard a government minister suggest that the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, which, after all, is a wavy road, essentially, but suggesting that, well, we could do what Australia and New Zealand have done. And then you decide to, well, actually, government minister, there's about 500 miles of sea between Australia and New Zealand. How are you going to do it? Anyway, you get the idea. It's a really tricky thing, and I can't quite see it for Sunday night, but you never know.
Oh, you never know. Death for British jihadis.
Well, this is an extraordinary statement from the new defence secretary. He looks somewhat green behind the ears, I'd say, with this. Gavin Williamson, who's only been in the job a month or so, he's opened a whole can of worms at this. He's suggested that no British citizens who have fought with Islamic State should be allowed home. But he goes further than that. He suggests that these British jihadis, about 270 of them or so, who fought in Iraq and Syria, should be, as he put it, eliminated, hunted down and killed, because dead terrorists can't harm us. Now, he may have a point, and there may be, frankly, little sympathy for people who fought with the Islamic State, except no judge or jury, the assassination of British citizens abroad. Is he really advocating that? Does he include jihadi brides, impressionable teenagers? What about children who had no choice in going? What about some who were underage when they went and grew up in Islamic State?
Not so simple.
It's not exactly, is it? No. But he's made it look it, and it isn't.
Yeah. Noisy theatre food, Adam.
Well, apparently it's become a right bugbear, is that although it is kind of acknowledged that once upon a time people went to the theatre and they sat there in their seats, but in this day and age they perhaps have drinks and possibly something to eat, and indeed the theatres are selling things to eat. And the Game of Thrones star Kit Harington, who was recently on stage in London's West End in Dr. Faustus, says allowing food is essential if theatres don't want to alienate the modern audience. But a bunch of theatres under the NIMAX theatre banner, it's about four of them in London's West End, have decided they'll have scrunch tests. They're going through all the foods that make too much noise, that are too squeaky or poppy or scrunchy, frankly. And indeed, there are stories of people taking pizzas, McDonald's, KFCs and Chinese takeaways into theatres. But maybe we don't need a scrunch test. Maybe we need a nasty niff, does it pong test as well?
Yes. No packets of crisps in the theatre.
Oh, that would mean. Exactly. Even boiled sweets in wrappers are pretty noisy things.
Yes, exactly. Thank you very much for that, Adam.